Okay. Dave, starting a packet of Beria. So Beria in Hilchos Taruvos is referring to a whole creation, like a whole bug, a whole creation that has a chashivas because it's a whole thing. So like a piece of meat, so it's not a whole thing, it's a piece of meat. But here, it's one whole unit of creation, like a bug, a small bug, but it's one whole unit of creation. And that gives it a chashivas. And the chashivas is that it's not bato, and it's a din derabanan. It's a din derabanan that a beria is not bato. So let's see where this din comes from and what are the gedarim of the halacha. So there is a Mishnah in Makkos. Kama yochal min hatevel v'yichayev, on page 1. So how much do you have to eat from tevel to v'yichayev? Tevel, something that wasn't hufresh, trumas, and maisvis. Shimon omer kol shehu. A kol shehu. Chachamim omrim gezayis. And Chachamim say it's a gezayis. So Amar Rav Shimon, yetem modim libochel namola kol shehu shechayiv. Amar lo mivnei shi kibir yasa. Amar lo mafchita achas kibir yasa. So the shaila is like this. In other words, the same idea. In other words, if you have one chita, one kernel, so maybe that's also a beria. Now here, the context of this Gemara is not a halacha of taruvus. It's halacha in Hilchos Malkus. In other words, normally you get Malkus via the kezayis of macholos asuros. But what if you eat macholos? So you most macholos asuros, a lot of macholos asuros is. You eat a little bit, it's not a beria. You eat a little piece of meat. So that's not a beria. It's not a whole unit of creation. But if you have a kernel, so that's a unit of creation. So that's what Reb Shimon says, a kol shehu. What he means by a kol shehu means it provided that it's a beria. But he doesn't mean that you had a piece, some flour, that wasn't hufres. It means you have a whole unit, a whole kernel. And you eat the whole kernel. So what does kol shehu mean? Kol shehu means even though it's not a kezayis. Even though it's not a kezayis, so that's called a kol shehu. But it has to be, it can't be a kol shehu that's not a beria. So this discussion of beria precedes the discussion of beria in a batel, but it's a discussion lagabi hilchas daraisa, whether if we would eat a beria that's not a kezayis, whether you get malchus or not. So that's what Reb Shimon says, you get malchus. And he says, just like if you would eat a namala, even though the namala, this creature, the little ant, is not what? It's not a kezayis. But that's the din. So he says, so what do you require a kezayis? Don't you know you agreed to me by namala? So what about by the chita? So the Gemara says, so what's the end of the conversation? So why doesn't he agree? So the Gemara here on page 2 in Yuzayin Amar Aleph and Makkos says, Rabban Berius Neshama Chashuva Chita Lo Chashuva. That maybe there's another requirement of a beria. And that is, it has to be a Berius Neshama. In other words, it has to be something that has a life, has life to it. So Mimela Chita is an inanimate thing, but a Namala is a. So that's what that was the argument. Do you extend Beria even to a unit of creation that's not, doesn't have any liveness to it, or not? But they both agree that there's a concept of Beria. And the Ritva in Masechta Kulin on page 5. It says, Barkina Beria Shiny Perish Gina Nasha Beriahu. Kulchu Beria Kshem Shachoshuv Linin Malkish, or Lokin Alov Bekulchu, Kachoshuv Linin Yisr. Shaoser Bekulchu Bemino. So it has to be a. So he says that that's the same thing. That barrier is not bottle. That ritva is going on this Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara says, Gid Hanoshet Shed is Bashel, you have a Gid. Gid is part of the animal, it's a unit of the animal. So the Gemara, and it got mixed in with other Gidim. So the Gemara says, so it should be bottle, barov, right? Chad betray, bottle. So the Gemara says, barrier shiny. So the ritva says, where we get this idea of barrier in a bottle, it's from this halach of Malkus. Perish, kira nasha barrierhu, kol shu barrier, kshem shachoshuv liinyan Malkus, shalokin alo b'kol shu, kachoshuv liinyan isser, shaoser b'kol shu b'mino. One is a din d'araisa, one is a din d'rabbanan. But that's the idea, that kol shu tikkun d'rabbanan kein d'araisa tikkun. Then you have a gemara, chulan and kuf beiz amid beiz, on page 3. Ochol tzipor tahora. If you eat a kosher bird, b'chayeha, and you take a live bird and you put it in your mouth and eat it. And it's not necessarily less than a kazayas, say. Real small. Small one. So the halacha is b'kolshehu, meaning if you eat the whole thing, kolshehu, again, kolshehu doesn't mean literally kolshehu. Kolshehu means less than a kazayas. But it's a barrier. Because it's a whole unit of creation. So what's the din? Yichayev. Even by kosher, b'misasa, but if you ate it after it died, so that's already in the vela. Then it has to be a kazayis. So, 1 second. So look at Rashi. Oh, and then he says utmeya. But what if it's a non-kosher species? Of tome. So bein b'chaya, bein b'misasa b'kosheru. So then, it's a din barrier, even b'misasa. So what's the idea here? So let's see. So look at the top Rashi, not the way where I bracketed, but the top line. In other words, if you eat a live animal, a live bird, even if it's less than a kazayas, that's Eivir Menachai. Eating an Eivir, here, Eivir Menachai usually means you take away a Eivir from the live animal. He ate the whole, he ate the whole animal. That's also Eivir Menachai. But when he saw some of Kazai, he says, Rashi, the Vela, Achil Ksiv, and call Achil Ksiv, and call Achil Ksiv, Rabbi Kra, or call Bira Eivir Lechude. But to me, I have been Chaya, Ben Misas, and call Shu, Chayev, the Beri, he will not speak Hashir. The Stan, Ben Lein, Halokim, Bokhon, the Bala, call Shu, Shu Chayev, Mishum Shi, Kibir Yosa, Alma Beri, Asura, Bechol Shu, of Allah, the Vela, Lake Chayuv, and Mishum Beri, the kishen nivreis lo hayon la shem nevela. He'll kach alav de nevela lo mechay like the zayis. So he says like this, that beria, we'll see different criteria to be a beria. But one of the criteria, the way Rashi is explaining this Gemara, is you have to be born a Berea. You have to be born a Berea. Like the bird. It's born the bird. Then it gets bigger, but right, it's born a little bird. So then it's going to be chayiv b'kolshu. But because the Isser Eivim Menachai starts from when it's born. The Isser which the Berea is revolving is an Isser that it was born with. So this is born, it's already a Shaila of Eivim Menachai. But when it dies, it's not in the Vela till after it was born and then it dies. So it's not born in the Vela. Right? The Vela is a later stage. So since Berea requires that the Isser be born with its creation, so then when are we talking about a kosher bird? It was born kosher, but it was Eivim Menachai. So if you eat it Eivim Menachai, the Isser set in right away, so then that's the din Berea Yechayiv Yivin Ukolshu. The Misasa, it died, then becomes the Vela, that Isser only happened later, so that's not a Berea. Because a Berea means the Isser has to be from the initial creation. But a Tzipor Temeya, it was born at Tzipor Temeya. So then that Isser of Tzipor Temeya is going to be Bein B'chaya Bein Misasa. You know, that will have a din of Berea, the kosher.
Why isn't it
a Nevela? No, Nevela is a kosher animal that died without Shechita. Okay, so that's so we have two dinim of Berea. We have the din d'oraisa of Berea, which is the din of Malchus, which we had that Gemara in Malchus and then this Gemara in Chulin. And then we have the Gemara in Chulin that Berea ain't a betela, like by the Gid Hanosha, then who is Nisariv. So that doesn't have a. That's a din. Ain't a batal. Din Rabban. Okay. So the Ran. On page 6 here in Lamed Vav Aleph in the Dape Harif,
what is the case on
Berea d'oraisa? I eat a bug. When the Rabbanan means something gets mixed in. No, the Tevel case was the Daraisa case. So there is a halacha that if you eat tray food, if you eat a kezayis, you get malchus. If you eat less than kezayis, chatzi shir osur min haTorah. So if you get me a McDonald's hamburger, and I eat a kezayis of a McDonald's hamburger, so that's a din d'oraisa. I get malchus. But if I eat less than a kezayis, it's chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is also min haTorah, but there's no malchus. But if the thing that I eat is a Berea, meaning it's a whole creation, it's a full unit of creation. From its creation, the Isser was at the time of the creation, and it's a unit of creation. So then I don't have to eat a kezayis to get malchus. Like eating the bird or eating an amola. These things were born as full units. A piece of meat is not a full unit. A piece of meat was part of a whole cow. You're not going to eat a whole cow. A little bird, you're going to put a little bird down your mouth. It's less than a kezayis.
So what is the case of Berea d'Rabbanan?
Berea d'Rabbanan means, if I have, if I have a bug that fell in the rice, And there was bugs in the rice, and you cook the bugs, and now you, and okay, assuming it didn't disintegrate, let's assume for just for the oil, right? And it's, but you can't, it's not noticeable, you can't find it, but it's there, so it's not batal. Ah, but it should be batal. You have robe, you have shishim, it's nosen tam levgam, it's everything, but you're going to eat that bug. The bug is there someplace, and it, but it's not noticeable, so it's not batal. Or you have a gid hanasha, you have that sinew of gid hanasha that got mixed in with other gidim. The other gidim are kosher. The gid hanasha is straight, but you can't tell which one is the gid hanasha. So that's the okay. So now. So the Ran is going to tell us that he has three definitions, three criteria, I should say, to have to be fulfilled in order for your situation to be called a beria, legabe bittel, or whatever. Lack of bittel. Havayodeh lo mikri beria al gimel tanoi. Nachache isur migufa. It has to be isur migufa. We'll see what that means. Shem she writes the Shama Shlishi Shishleima. Yisur Meguva goes get an usher. Yisur Metchilas Biryasa. As Yisur Meguva means from its creation, the Yisur was there, as opposed to the Vela, where the Yisur come later. But the get an usher when the animal's created, there's a get an usher there. So that's one criteria you have to meet. Number two, Tanai Sheni, or the second, that was the Tanai Rishon. That's the line begins Tanai Rishon. Tanai Sheni, the Hainu, various Neshama. Case in God, Sipur. Sipur has a Neshama, Kid Hanasha. Part of an animal. Where was it? Now you get another to have a mechiyusa of al hecha the love various neshama. It will be shukim yosef gachita, not a burial. Right? What about chaylev? Chaylev is also part of an animal. So why do we have to say it is ayes of chaylev? Why don't you say it's a burial? Because it's not, because chaylev is in different places. It's not one unit. The berry has to be shleima. In other words, once the bug is broken up, it's not a full unit, then it loses its status of berry. So these are the three criteria that have to be met in order for us to say that Beri ain't a bata. Okay.
What was the second Beri's neshama?
The neshama has to be alive, part of a live organism. Like Yid HaNoshe is part of an animal. The animal is a live thing. But a chita was never alive.
Very gather of Shalom means that it was all when in Belen.
No, when you eat. When you're eating it, so it was right before you eat it.
So in the case you gave of the rice, the bugs shall be munched out, according to the Rana, when the bugs are disintegrating for the rice.
If they would disintegrate, I just said, let's give an example where it's not disintegrated. But in the Rana, if it would disintegrate, then it loses its status of barrier. So the question is, before I eat it, is it in the rice whole, or is it in the rice that it's pieces of body parts dismembered?
Yeah.
So what Rav Shimon mean before when he said a chita, since a chita is a whole kernel, it's treated as a burial.
That's Rav Shimon. Rabbanan disagreed with it. And they said no. That's how the Gemara Makkah says. So what's the answer back? Various neshama is different, and we hold from that.
So would every organ of an animal, if we pass on the right to the burial, would a brain, a heart, a liver, any full organ?
A full thing. Like a gib.
But they give it to us when the animal was born.
Right. That's the us. Has to with al tevir menachai. Eiver menachai. So if you take an eiver out of the animal, you rip off a hand or something like that, you eat it. So even if it's less than a kezias, then you'll get malchus. An eiver.
One complete eiver.
Then the Rush says he asks the same question to the Ram. What about Chalev? Hey Shlomer, he answers, "Chol dovah she'im yichalek eid shmo alav nikra beria. Dov tamei sholem nikra olf. She'ein sholem ein karim oso olf. El chatichas olf." Was like an oaf, as long as it's full, it has to be that it's called what it's called when it's a full unit. But like an oaf, you don't call it an oaf anymore. You call it a piece, you know, it's a piece of chicken. It's not a chicken anymore. Okay. Okay, so what's the din? The din is, it's ain't a bottle.
Would a full eiver of a bird be a beria? A full brain? A full leg of a cow? What's the difference between a full eiver of a bird?
The word says you eat the whole bird. What if you would eat
one complete limb of the bird?
It has to be a limb. Your Shach always says, has to, like Tosa says, Bosat Gidin Latzamos. I don't know. Maybe in the Haram, if you have Bosat Gidin Latzamos. Now, the Rash here, we have a Mishnah in Trumos on page 14. Dog tummy. You have a dog tummy, shakopshim doctor. So you have a whole fish, that was in the same liquid with a doctor. So the Rash says the first case is that it got mixed in. So, and you don't know which is which. So then it's Usher, says the Rash, because it's a berry. And a berry is ain't a bottle. And then the Rash quotes the Rishalmi. The way the Yushalmi learns the the rest of this Mishnah. Kol grav shu masik sasayim mishu mishkan sod b'yehuda sheikha mishlam b'golil. So hashal mayim b'yusin d'sin is tam. So grav kar al chovis. You have a kar al chovis of fish. So if it's in this kav, it's part of Yerushalmi, shu echa mi tov tov kuf samach. It's one out of 960. But it's batel, but if it's one out of 960, he says, because that's how the Yerushalmi learns the math here, of kol shu maksik sasayim. Sayim olum tzadiv av meyas zuz, tzadiv meyas heim yud pamim tes meyas tav reish heim yud pamim samach, ham igil yud zuz, yud pamim tav tav samach, num tzakol asor zuz, echad mi tav tav kuf samach, yachar kach amin misham, heri rav yosef barbun, ba'achver echad l'elof klomer, said, motzer echad l'elof muter, but what din echad l'tav tav kuf samach heim mater? So if it would be, if it would be 960, then it would be batel. Then it would be batel. Because that's the Yerushalmi's Shita, learning this Mishnah. That the Mishnah is saying up to 960. That's how
where's the Mishnah
say 960? So that's the Cheshbon of Kol Grav Shu Machzik Sasayim Miesh Bo Mishkol Asor Zuz Behuda Sheiv Chai Mish Mios Begolil. That's the Rash explains from the Yerushalmi, that's the shear of 960. That was very little batela. Elef batela. But he says this is only by beria. It's not by chametz but pesach where we say that's be elef. I feel be elef lo batel. I feel be elef lo batel. Stam yaim b'mashu. So those things, but beria has this unique quality that it's she. Mary of the Chatzis and then Rui was cut in the Adifa Bicholm should call Mary who should come in the Zeng Yefshel Yos Gavi did. So that's this Yerushalmi here on page 15. That's how here the Yerushalmi says on page 16. Kol grav shemachzik sasayim kamas also avda sarvar balugin kamaluga avid tartin litrin kamalitru kavu kamas dinin mitzvah kol dinu achas viteshim meos v'shishim. Now that's assuming that this Mishnah is talking about is not talking about Nesinas Tam. In other words, you could learn that it's talking about Nesinas Tam, then it wouldn't, the sharp fish. So it wouldn't, I mean, up to 960, it could be still give its Tam. Because we said there's certain things that are very sharp, but the Nesinas Tam goes beyond Shishim. But if you learn the Mishnah, that's like the way the Rash is saying the Yerushalmi is learning, then it's only a shayla of yavish be yavish. So yavish be yavish chad betray. But we always gave the example of the pieces of meat, because those aren't barriers. It's not a davar sholem. But if you have a whole fish, it's a davar sholem. And that's what and that's Siman Kuf. He says barrier the Heinuch on the Mala. Of Tame, Yid Anosha, Avir Menachai, Beit Sheish Ba Froach, Kyoto, Afil Be'elof Lo Botela. Ve'ein Lo Din Beria, says the Mechaber, page 19, Elim Kain Hu Dover She Yobu Chiyas, Lafuke Chita Achat Shal Isser, Ve'ein Tzor She Dover She Osim Bitchilas Bir Yoso, excuse me, Lafuke Oth, Tahor, Shenis Nabel, Vishor Haniskal, Chetzar Shiyed, Dovah Sholin. So those are the three things we saw in the Ran. Right? We saw those three things in the Ran. And the Taz, on page 17, says over the same thing from the Ritva. I mean, the same idea. That it's a Din Drabanan, that it's patterned after the Din of Malchus. That's the Taz and Sipton Alam, and that's what we saw in the Ritva. But the Vela, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's not a barrier, because the Vela wasn't also from the get-go. Now the Shach says, what about Trefa? But Trefa also is not also from the get-go. Say some an animal's born, it's fine, then it breaks a leg, it becomes has some type of one of the Trefas. So it also is not an Avela. It's not a barrier. The traffic gets mixed in. So the question is, the Gilyon Marsha, who's the Gilyon Marsha? What? Shlomo? Shlomo Eger, the son of? Akiva Eger, the father of? Mabel Eger. Right. Okay, the family tree. That was the Hespei that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was the only one who was maspid his brother, the Rav. That's the way they had it. It was on Chol Moed Pesach. And the only maspid was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. You can get the Hespei, it's written up. So he compared his brother to, he made two comparisons. One is he compared his brother to Rav Shlomo Eger, because he wanted to make a comparison of two big Talmidei Chacham, a father-son, that one learned by the other. So he compared his brother to Rav Shlomo Eger and his father to Rabbi Akiva Eger. That comparison. That was one comparison. And then he compared his brother to Yosef in Chumash. The people were jealous of him, and those were the two comparisons he made. Plus he said other things also, but those were the two comparisons that he made in this aspect. Oh, so Shlomo Eger wants to know, why is that a kol shekein? Why is it a hu hadin? Right? Like, I mean, it's the same yisod. It's not from the beginning. So why is that a kol shekein? You should just say, hu hadin nitraf. Because it's the same concept that it's not from the beginning. So says Rav Shlomo Eger, kol shekein nitraf yira, that kol shekein hu mishum din this nabla yishlomer. You could think that maybe there's a svar to say that nevela is considered a berya. Why? Because the iser nevela really starts from the beginning, because it's part of the concept. There's a lava nevela. There's also a essay or iser essay of Eidah Zavuach. In other words, when an animal's alive, it's lacking shchita. And when it's nevela, it's also lacking shchita. So the same concept that the animal is lacking shchita that's from the get-go continues to when it's nevela. So I guess we assume that that's not good enough because that's not a lot. It's essay data is a book. But maybe one could have said that the nevela is a continuation of the fact that it's that of this lacking the of the Eina Zavuach, the Yisra'esu of Eina Zavuach. So there would be a svar to say it is, but Kol Shekein Treifa, that you don't have that svar, unless you get into the Priska Torah, that Treifa is also, okay, whatever. Okay, but that's the, thus is the, so Beria is very significant halacha because, you know, a lot of the issues and bugs in this generation, there's like a lot of people, bugs is a big thing in this generation, right? Bugs. I made a packet, I should give it to you one of these days, about the water, the New York water.
What?
Well, yeah, that one we're talking about, whether you hear a lot of filter on Shabbos, but the other packet is whether you're even required to filter. It's something, it's probably kedai to do it one of these days, to know what the issue is. Whether it's mutter or usher, at least you should know what it's all about. This became, my wife always says, well, weren't we supposed to get the, weren't they say by a certain year New York was going to get filter, but it never happened. So either the problem goes away, or the problem still exists. Okay, that's what they're talking about. What? Gideon Mashal wants to know. Well, culture came's mashma that. Treifa for sure is not a barrier because it wasn't there from the beginning. But why is that a more svara than the vela? The vela is not available because it wasn't there from the beginning. So the Tashach sort of says, but who are then? Treifa. Not the Kol Shekein. Why is it a Kol Shekein? So he wants to explain why it's a Kol Shekein. The reason why it's a Kol Shekein is because there's a svara to say that. That what? It's a svara to say that maybe nevela is a beria. Why? Because nevela only happens when it dies. But for the second it was alive, there's a chiyuv of shchita on it. So it's a considered an eidah zavuach. An iser esse. The lav only sets in later, but there's still an iser esse. I remember when I was your Rebbe, Rabbi Abel, once explained to us years ago that. Most Isurim of the Torah are lobs, low, right? But you have a concept of the Isur Essay, the way Rabbi Abel explained it, is that the Torah formulates as a positive thing, but the point is to say an Isur. Like Tefillin is a mitzvah's essay, no Isur involved. It's a mitzvah's essay. But you have certain things that it's a positive mitzvah, but it's not so much about the positive aspect. It's really a negative implication, like Tashbisu, according to some. Maybe that's, the Mechakin has a mitzvah of Tashbisu. No, it's just that you shouldn't, it's another way of saying don't have chametz. Like, it's not like putting on tefillin, you gotta put on tefillin. I mean, the Mechakin has a discussion, you have to go buy chametz to get rid of it. Pashas, not. Pashas is not, it's not a mitzvah. If you have it, you know, it's more about not having chametz. So it's a positive thing. So that's also an iser. Some essays are really isurim. Like, tefillin is not an isur. Tefillin is a mitzvah. So since the creation of when an animal is created, and then you have a chovah to shecht it if you want to eat it. So that sat in from day one, that there's a chiyuv, and it's an enes avuach from day one. So then, eventually, when it dies, so it became nevela. But nevela is a super extra zavuach. Now it got a lot too. But the eze shabo existed from the beginning. So you could make a svara to say that that's called a barrier. Kamashmala, no, because the lav was only there at the end.
Because there's more of a connection between Ifter-Essay and Enos Avuach and the lav and the Vela than there is between that Ifter-Essay and lav Trefa?
Right. Right, because Trefa Lemaisa, it's a separate lav. It's Tref. Now, Trefa also is Trefa Enachai, but that's not necessarily, you know, but the Lemaisa is. It's a trefa, so you don't have to learn. I mean, someone learned that trefa is a you know, the haschol of nevela. You know, you could say that also, but he's not necessarily saying like that. Just trefa is a b'fnei atzmo, and it's not connected to the einas of ruach. Which pasha has nothing to do with the shechita shabo, right? Well, I mean, there's a lot of tires about that, but that's the simple pshat. Okay, so bugs. The world is into bugs these days. So there is a piece in the Placey, Jonas and Ibsen's. He wants to find some heterim about bugs. Page 25. Right, we said that the shita of the Ran is, it has to be pilos. The tchila. He says the Rush really argues with that, and it's not totally with tchila, it's totally on, if you would split it up, it would have yesh shmo alavana. So he has a chap. That's what you see. Here's a chap. He says, you have worms that some that are created, so they say, in different fruits and apples. Shataloy ptanim ha-misavim bi-pushe peiris. Shakolim milvin. Takozman shal pirshu mutar. In the end, it doesn't come to the nafkamina because a piece of chicken, what?
Piece of chicken, because the shame of chicken is still on the cut of chicken is still called the chicken.
No. The point is, it's not. When it's a full thing, it's called a chicken. When you split it up, it's no longer called chicken.
It's a piece of chicken.
So what would
be an example of something that's still shmoy all of?
Chaylev. Well, Chaylev is a Chaylev. Stays Chaylev. You have a piece of Chaylev, you cut it, it's also Chaylev. Right, that's why. Because cutting up in pieces doesn't take away the shame. Okay, so, but anyway, we paskin like the Ran. So he says, so he has a chaf like this. So what's the halacha? The halacha is if a worm is formed inside the fruit, it only gets the iser of a worm when it's pirish. when it comes out. Kol zman shelo pirshu mutarim ve'enem kruim sheretz al shel ha'aretz afil yomdu yomim rabim. So when it was originally created, it was an usser till it comes out of the apple. So it's not chilas biryasa. So v'meila, maybe a lot of these worms are not various. So therefore, if they're not noticeable, it'd be batal. That's his chap. The worm was created inside the apple or inside the fruit, and it's not usher at that point. It only is when it's pirish. It comes out. So therefore, it's still usher. Obviously, it's usher when you. But if that man worm will fall into a tarogus, and you won't see it, you won't say, "Well, it's a barrier," because maybe it's not a barrier.
So
he's looking for hetter.
Hetter for his hetter. Would he need rice? Would he need a chazaka in this? Or he just needs to keep a create a suffix, even if 5% of the bugs that are found are.
For these bugs, it would that are not usher from the get go. Because
presumably the egg is a bee bug, they're just an operating bug themselves, no? And the egg was certainly there before. The egg didn't come out of nowhere and got a fruit. It wasn't like the egg wasn't been there before the fruit was, or
but the eggs you can't see.
There's no shame that's on them?
Yeah, that's how they explain that. Yeah. Oh. So the Chavos Das wants to say that he's wrong. The Chavos Das, and this is relevant for the water also. One of the coolers for the water is because it could be that the bugs are formed in the water, and they're not also in the boros. They're not also killed. They come out of the bore where they were formed in. So that's the place he's cool. That's the place he's cooler.
If
it's nicker,
that's a problem.
There's a problem. But if it's not nicker,
the question is how far you have to go to be makirid.
Right. So we have to have a packet on that. So Chavos Das is on page 23. So he quotes the Crazy Placey on page 23, he says with the arrow, Mikan Rosa Crazy and Placey, Lahatir Hanamola, Givaldic. He wants to be Matir Bugs, Mitam Beria, came in a Nasarim Anachashe Pershum. Hey, Lonesum, Mitchilas Virioso. He says, but it's sharp, so but he thinks it's wrong. So why is it wrong? Why does he think it's wrong? So he's saying once again to Gemara. So the place he knew that Gemara also. So the place will say that Gemara is not talking about things that were were not a question of Pirshu, not bugs formed in the apples and things like that. So he says like this. The Placey is a literalist. He's saying it has to be Tchilas Biryasa. So he says, I show you a case where it's not Tchilas Biryasa. Right? He's following the rules. So he says, yeah, but that's not, Tchilas Bir Yoso is a concept. It's not a, that you can form me a technicality. What's the concept? It's after she said Machmas Asmo. He says like this. It's not so much that you see when I'm off tummy. So that's an isur machmas atzma, right? That's the way it was created. As like in the vela, something kind of happened later in life. Trace of something going to happen later in life. So these bugs are machmas atzma. It's not because something happened later in life. That's the regular creation. Even though technically they weren't also right away, but that isn't right away is just a way of saying machmas atzma versus not machmas atzma. So you were able to find me a case that it's not right away, but Lamaisa, it's still Machmas Atzmo. It's not like a novella. Okay, it had to be Perish. Yeah, but Perish is part of the normal Derech HaOlam. So that's part of its development, that it's coming in the Avir HaOlam. So he's saying that Placey is a literalist. He looks at the Halacha and says, has to be right away. It's not right away, so you can say maybe it's Mutter. And Chavis Das says, no, the din of right away... It's not to be taken literally. The right away is just a way of saying that it has to have come machmas atzmo as opposed to something happening later in life. Then, you know, Beria is relevant in Bracha Achrona, right? The famous Yerushalmi in that Tosfos quotes in Sukkah, page 27. Pray the achas, so onuf, right? You have one grape. So maybe you need a bracha achrona, even though it's not a kezayis. Right? That's the Yerushalmi here. On page 29, achal pray the achas, so onuf, pray the achas, so rimon. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's saying, it's brought down, yesh mistapkim, loma shaldom, shahu b'kibir yaso, so that's why you shouldn't eat the question of eating a grape that's not a kezayis. You get yourself into a sofik brachas, right? So unless you eat it in the meal. So, but Yerushalmi has it, even though it's not a various neshama, lagabe bracha achrona. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's a suffix. He says you should be careful and then just don't eat just one grape. Because when you eat a grape, so you eat a kezayis. Because if you normally you don't have to eat a kezayis, so you won't make a bracha achrona. But here, you're already a suffix. Maybe there is a chiyuv, because once you ate the one grape, it's a shayla of a beria. So it would be probably not a deraisa, but it's not benching.
Who holds that the barrier is not completely brought?
Well, there's Yerushalmi that says that it is. So anyone else, the Bavli doesn't say it. Yerushalmi says it. And the Prima Gadim on page 32 says, Yerodea chita shal kilkei akerim lo havi beri, which is not beri shal shabba. Bin hochi chan mid rabbonon, right? But Gabi, this bin the rabbonon, it's much kazav the very big tzichel hilkos taruvas. Chan ein laharif b'zeh. Okay, so that's in Hilchas Brachas, you know, this shayla about that area. So the Shulchan Aruch says to be by Bracha Achrona. Now, there's going to be more of a discussion about bugs and things like that. That will be Bezer Shem. Yeah, but eventually you should encourage me to give you that packet. Did we put it in the series, or it's something we'll have to figure out? We have the packet. I gave it, like, Shavuos 2 years ago or something. Last year, 2 years ago? What?
Online,
yeah, you know. But I'm saying, so you should understand the issues of bugs. Okay, everyone should have a good Hanukkah. Bez Hashem, continue Monday, even though there's the Yeshiva Chagiga, but that's not till like 11, right? That shouldn't affect the Shir, Bez Hashem, the regular Shir on Monday, 9:30. That's a regular Monday, Bez Hashem. Okay, call to it. What? Yeah.